It's McCurley in the morning on a Wednesday morning hump day here on this August 12th, and I am going to be joined in this hour by a good friend of mine, Mr. John Mark Freeman. He is the director, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce in Chillsburg. First of all, I serve on the board there. I've been knowing you for a while, and our friendship is strong, and I'm glad to have you on here, man.
Awesome, David. I really do appreciate just an incredible friend to have, David McCurley. Man, I'm just blessed knowing you.
Well, I feel the same way about you. You know, we live over in the same neighborhood, and the other night it got a little loud with those thunder boomers. But I know John Mark's always around when you need him. He does a great job in the city of Childersburg with the Chamber of Commerce. I don't think we could do any better, and he's got a great staff there. But we want to talk about something else today that you're involved with called First Priority. And I didn't know anything about this, so you're going to have to educate me, but tell us what First Priority is.
Absolutely. First Priority is a faith-based organization, a nonprofit, and we actually operate out of Birmingham, but we have local clubs in the local school. The role of First Priority is to bring the gospel into the local school system. And we use the Equal Access Law, which allows students to host their own clubs. So we are student-led and student-initiated. We don't bring in outside people to come in and lead the clubs. We are led by the students in their own school, so it's peer-to-peer.
You know, and I mentioned to you off-air, too, I was heavily involved when I was in high school in the FCA. And it's a lot like that with athletes, but like you mentioned, the FCA is led by teachers, by coaches, by people from churches. But it is always great to see. You can't get a better feeling when you go into a school and you see a group of students who are worshiping, praying, whatever the case may be, and it's led by one of their own. It's just a great feeling.
Absolutely. That's one thing I love so much about First Priority. We resource them so they get the material from us. Then they just go from there, and each club has its own different feeling based off of the school and the leadership team that they have. But it's just really cool to give these students opportunity to be leaders. And so that's one thing to me that makes First Priority so special is we're equipping and empowering young people to be leaders that we believe that they already are.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about the clubs that they do have, where they're involved at here in South Talladega County with First Priority. John Mark Freeman in studio with me, and of course, people know John Mark from the city of Childersburg. He actually lives in Sylacauga over by me, and he's doing a great job directing our Chamber of Commerce, and couldn't ask for a better person to be doing that. But First Priority, as he talked about, trying to spread the gospel in our school systems by law. This is legally done, and it's student-led. But First Priority now, there's a lot of schools around here that you all have introduced this to that are catching the rope and taking off with it.
Absolutely. We started 2 years ago. And actually, all three of these schools we currently have kicking back in this year. Childersburg High School, we have a club involved there. Really is such an awesome story in Childersburg. It's actually how we started. I had a faculty member reach out to me and said they wanted to start First Priority. And I had a contact who was working there. And so I reached out to her, and that started this journey. And Childersburg started a club with, man, 8 kids when we first started meeting. And within 2 years, last year, we ended our club meetings off with 50 or 60 students.
Wow.
Every single week. And so it was just really incredible. Love Childersburg High School. We have Sylacauga High School. They're plugged in, getting their club going. It's going to be year number 3 for them. And then Fayetteville School. And then this one's focusing on their high school students as well. They're rocking and rolling. They're going into year number 2, if I'm not mistaken, at Fayetteville School. Each one of them, every club has their own meeting time. It just happens that all three of these meet on Wednesday morning. So it's Wednesday morning before school. They start about 7:20 to 7:30, depending on the different school times. They start there and they kick it off. It's about anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes, just depending on what the school allows. So we want those students to get plugged in and come on board. We'll start in September, October time, depending on how the schedule falls. And so really excited to get these three clubs rolling and hopefully see a few more clubs jump on board later on the school year.
Now, this is on every Wednesday morning when you start, correct?
Correct. That is the plan. Now, it changes based off of the school dynamics, right. But the goal with the club meetings is for them to be weekly.
Well, I got to tell you, I know places, I know going and doing these ball games and sports like I am intertwined with these schools, I can tell you right now, at Childersburg High School, Fayetteville High School, and B.B. Comer High School, you've got men and women who try to touch people with the gospel. So when you've got coaches, athletic directors, teachers who are supporting what this is done by student being led, it just makes things so much better because I can think, you got a guy down at Fayetteville High School who's athletic director, who's been a pastor now at Fayetteville Methodist Church for over 30-something years.
Yeah.
He knows the gospel.
Yeah.
The same way with a lot of my friends at Childersburg and at B.B. Comer. So I think that makes it easier to for first priority, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And in a little bit, we'll talk a little bit of how the structuring of the organization works and the asset roles that each person plays. So it is really cool that we do have faculty member who want to plug in and be a part.
Yeah.
And they know, they understand their role. But it just is awesome. It's a breath of fresh air seeing faculty want to plug in and see young people be able to lead their peers for the glory of God.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that structure and how First Priority works when we come back. John Mark Freeman in studio with me, McCurley in the morning on a Wednesday morning, and we're talking First Priority. If you don't know what that is and your child is involved in anything at Fayetteville High School, Childersburg High School, Sylacauga High School, and I understand things are going to be coming at B.B. Comer as well, but John Mark wants to talk about the structure of how this works. So
absolutely.
Tell us.
So, of course, student-led, student-initiated, so that way we're following law. We want students to be able to be the one to lead the organization. So it starts, number one, with our clubs, is with a leadership team. And a lot of times we'll see, you know, a couple of students who like teaching, and they will be able to do that. Even in some clubs, we don't have it at ours yet, but they even have like a worship team, they have a prayer team, they have a greeting team. It just depends on where the school is at. So we have a leadership team that's level one. And then level two, we have to have a faculty sponsor. That's somebody within the local school who says, I want to be present and I want to be in the room. For legal reasons, the faculty doesn't do any praying with the students. They're just present in the room for security reasons. We always want to have somebody from the school present in the room. And then the third layer is a campus coach. And a campus coach is just an individual usually plugged in by the local church. A lot of times it's youth pastors along those lines or pastors. They will plug in and just be present in the room. And they're more like a spiritual mentor or guide for the club. So let's say a student comes up for prayer and needs some help, and the students don't necessarily know how to tackle that. Well, that's when the campus coach will plug in, and they'll kind of, you know, the baton will be passed to them, and then they can do that. It's a lot of mentoring that happens with them. So that's the levels. We have a campus coach who's just a member of the community. Sometimes we'll even see, you know, retired people who just want something to plug in and be passionate about. They can plug in. And it's not a huge requirement of time because the way we operate is we can have multiple campus coaches. So like in Childersburg, I have three or four right now ready to go. So that means they only have to plug in one Wednesday a month for about 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it's not a huge requirement of time either.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you, you know, being spiritually led the way I am, you know, praying is something that we do on our time and when you hear a young person pray, and these things, like you said, are student-led, I'm telling you, sometimes it'll almost make the hair stand up on your arm because these young people, they want to know. They're like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear them pray and you hear them give their testimonies and try to help other young people come to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ, it's to me, it's much more effective.
Yeah.
I mean, when a young person can minister to another young person, sometimes they feel intimidated by adults.
Yeah. And I will say, David, for me, you know, I've been in like pastoral roles for almost a decade now, and now working with First Priority and doing this, the greatest blessing and the greatest teaching has come from the students.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm going in to teach them something, and then I end up learning something from them and hearing a different perspective, and especially their connection with, you know, people of their age. Like, they know the issues that they're facing better than I ever could. So they know how to address that. And so it really is just a blessing of the blessing of my life to be able to be plugged in like I am with First Priority.
And at your age, you're even different than I, as far as, because I'm twice your age, more than twice your age. I didn't have to worry about social media. I didn't have to worry about cell phones and this or that when I was in school. And it was even better when you didn't have, but now I can't imagine being a young person in school today. It's a lot tougher to me mentally, and that's when you need to be scripturally based and strong in the word and know it. So I'm certainly thankful for First Priority. When we come back here in just a few moments, John Mark's going to tell us how to get plugged into that. You can be a part of it, and we want to see that. So we'll do that after more. I got the one that got it all started for Garth Brooks coming up, Friends in Low Places. We got that, and then John Mark will tell us how to get plugged in with First Priority. That's that Garth Brooks I promised you there, and promise also that John Mark Freeman would let us know how you, whether a parent, young person, pastor, coach, whatever the case may be, how you can get involved with First Priority. But what I want to know too is how the young people in these schools get involved.
Absolutely. So within the next week, few weeks or so, our leadership teams will be meeting, and then they will be giving out information via probably social media platforms or peer-to-peer. So just if you're a young person, want to get plugged in, we will probably be putting out stuff within the schools that the schools allow us to. You start seeing that information, so that's a great way to plug in. If you are within the faculty, if you are currently on payroll at a school, best way to get in touch with me is my phone number, and I'll just put it out there because everybody has it anyways, David.
Yep.
205-767-9368. We would love to have you plug in as a faculty sponsor. If we already have one, we would love to have multiple. If the teacher is out for whatever reason, vacation, they're sick, we need to have another one, you know, in the back burner ready to go. And if you're not in Childersburg, Sylacauga, or Fayetteville, and you want it in your school, reach out to me. Would love to get that started. And if you're just a parent, grandparent, pastor, local leader, and you want to plug in, we got some great campus coach opportunities for you. Of course, First Priority has their own process. They have background checks that they run. You know, we don't just allow anybody in the room with students. So there is a process you have to go through. But once that is clear, then we'll do some training with leadership, faculty, or campus coach. And then we'll get you plugged in and let you be present and help this next generation be as great as I know they already are.
Well, we appreciate what you do, first of all, not only with the chamber in Childersburg. I mean, I told you how great of a job he does there, but being involved with a faith-based organization like First Priority and helping young people, because I'm telling you, times are tough on these young kids today. Sure, they've got all the technology they need to succeed in life, but if you're not plugged into something like this, you're missing the boat.
Absolutely. There's definitely a reason why God stresses the local church so much.
Yep.
And some of these students, they may not be plugged into a local church. So this is their faith-based body. This is their church moment. And so there's something so awesome about doing life with peers your age, friends your age, who are also led by the Spirit as well. And you're able to hang out, enjoy life, and talk a little bit about God. And so that's something so special about that. So I'm just blessing of my life to be able to be plugged in and play one small role in helping this next generation be great.
And let me say again that First Priority is done legally by the law. There's nothing that you're going to get in trouble about, because it is student-led. These are students that want to spread the gospel. And if you want your child to be involved, give John Mark a call, I guarantee you. And again, First Priority, appreciate you being in here with me today.
Awesome. Thank you, David. Best friend in the world, David McCurley.
Thank you, buddy. Check's in the mail.